And right here on NITV Radio today, as we keep a very close watch on what is a very big weather event impacting residents in southeast Queensland and also northern parts of New South Wales. And today it's time to check in with the mob at the Cherbourg Aboriginal community in southeast Queensland. I'm very happy to be joined by Chrissy Collier-Bond, who is the station manager of Cherbourg Radio, Us Mob. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, sis. How are we?
Not bad. I know it's a big day for you mob up there, everyone preparing for what is a big event. What's the latest and are you mob safe, sis?
We are safe here in Cherbourg. Thankfully, it looks like we're going to be spared the brunt of the storm here in our region. So we have been closely monitoring that. And the latest update from the Bureau of Meteorology come in at 9 o'clock this morning. And their advice to Cherbourg is that the rainfall is going to be light to moderate rainfall from Friday through over the weekend. So they expect no significant flooding for our river catchments in this region. And they do expect us to have wind gusts. I don't know, not as bad as the Brisbane and coastal areas, that's for sure. But the community advice is just that residents are urged to stay informed and prepare for changing conditions. Avoid driving through floodwaters and be aware of the potential flash flooding in low-lying areas. And, of course, stay tuned to Cherbourg Radio for regular updates and official warnings and keep on top of all the emergency weather updates through the Bureau of Meteorology's website and emergency services there as well. It is expected that the tropical cyclone Alfred is to track south of our region. And, it still remains a Category 2 system at this stage, and it's expected to cross the coast sometime early Saturday morning, and they reckon most likely between the Noosa and Coolangatta regions for that. So.
I know you mob up that way. Aren't too used to cyclones down southeast Queensland. What are residents saying on the community last few days about this cyclone that's going to hit landfall tomorrow morning in Queensland, eh?
Kind of frightening. I mean, like, personally, we're thinking, oh, this is going to be exciting and everything, but then you speak to other people who have actually been through it and they just shake their heads and go, no, you don't want to be going through this. But we've all been prepared. Everybody's cleaning the yards and making sure to clear all the debris out of the yards, anything that might fly around. And, we're all ready and to batten down the hatches and just wait for the storm to pass through.
And you know what I really think at times of, you know, natural weather events that happen like this, big weather events, sis, I always think, poor animals gonna, hey, poor things, all these animals out there are birds. You know, those fish in the oceans be washed around like a washing machine in those oceans on the coast at the moment, eh?
Oh, for sure. It's like last night I walked out my front door and all I could hear was so many birds. And I posted up a video on my Facebook page with the sounds of the birds.
True.
You just knew that... they all come from that Brisbane sort of area. They're trying to escape the cyclone. So they all come to Waka Waka country for safe haven.
That's him. One mob, many tribes, many birds.
That's it.
My sister, do take care up that way. We're all thinking of you, Murray Mob. Our thoughts are with you today with this very big weather event. For more information, as you said earlier, tune into Cherbourg Radio, or you can also go to the Cherbourg Aboriginal Council website for more information. Thanks so much, sis.
Thinking of all our mob that's in the past there, down the Brisbane, Sunshine Coast ways, and hope they all stay safe. And a big shout out going out to the National Indigenous Radio Service and AAA Radio as well, who are right in the thick of it down there as well.
Chrissy Collier-Bond, thank you so much for your time today. I'll let you get back to managing that radio station, eh?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Cece's.
Bye.
Bye.